Hello, adoring fans or noobs to my blog. Welcome. Today we talk about what I can do with a small penis. It is more common than you think, you know. Men thinking their peeny-weeny is something that leaves vaginas wanting more. For those task-oriented SPH fans. I'm often challenged by my callers to come up with things we can do with his small penis. So I'm throwing a few thoughts together, and I'd love to hear yours. On to small penis hilarity. Of course, first thing that is on the table is laughter. Sweet, sweet laughter. I'm watching you blush and turn 10 shades of red. When you reveal that disappointment between your legs. Maybe having you do jumping jacks or helicopter that perky little guy. I laugh even harder when I see you. Getting harder. And I go all out belly rolling when we both know it's hard and quivering. Yet the length and the girth hasn't changed much at all. And now you're dripping. Now, I took some time preparing for this blog, as I'm apt to do. And I was searching the term small penis. Oh, my. That one's really small. Now, on to mistress judge's penis size. I get asked personally a lot what I prefer. So, here's the little rundown. 5 inches and under. Well, of course you won't be bringing that tiny pee-pee anywhere near my pretty pussy. I mean, what's the point? I'll be bored. I am far from a size queen, though, and can be satisfied with a less than humongous male dog. But darling, the size I'm looking at just won't cut it. I know. I have even been insulted in bed once by a tiny 5 inches. The only thing I remember from that encounter is the phrase, "Are you in yet?" Well, if you're really good at what you're doing and you know what you're doing, I might give you a go a few times. Particularly if you're on a thicker side. 7. Well, that seems to be my lucky number and yours, if that's the least that you're a sporting sport. But really, any size is a good size to play with, I mean, not every penis is made for intercourse, right, little guy? But teasing a small penis can be fun for all, don't you think? Now, games for tiny penises. I can whisper erotic, humiliating things in your ear, or play on sexy texting, sending you perhaps to the adult bookstore to inquire about the smallest cock cages that they carry, and then admitting, oh, it would still be too big. While you are out and about. But don't worry, though. You simply can't offend the masses when I make that tiny pee-pee hard in your pants. I mean, who would notice? No one. Nope, not a one. Oh, and if you like comparing, oh, that's a good game. Not only can we measure your size, but measure other things about your wee willie to what real cocks can do. From how long it takes you to make one complete stroke. Now up and down equals one complete stroke. Does it take you less than a second? How long tiny dicklets can last, maybe? If I tell you to stroke faster and faster and faster. Typically, little guys don't last very long, since they don't have much practice having to hold their orgasms for anyone. Oh, another fun thing is for us to both hop on our computers during session and share links to cocks that are either smaller than yours. Hard to find, huh? Or how about a cock you'd pick for me to fuck? I like that game. It's fun to live vicariously through others, don't you think? And I can tell you what having that large cock would be like. What would you would hear and see and drool over what you're not getting? Yeah, though, you can wank to my story, tiny peepee guy. After all, it's all you have. Now there's more to this blog post, so you better hop on over to intelligentphonefantasy.com, read the rest, and I want to hear from you. Until we chat, SPH Mistress Erica, 1-800-601-6975.